Quero dizer que nos passava em memória à comunicação. Quero dizer que nos passava em memória à comunicação. So before we begin, we should mention the patira of Rav Abba Bramshpigel, Zatzal, who was a Rosh Hashiva here for many, many years. He already left YU in 2002. So it's been a long time since he's been here. But he was before that, he was here for many, many years. He was a very popular Rosh Hashiva here. He was a very close Talmud of Rav Salvechuk. The Levi is going on now as we speak. And, you know, he's from, you know, he, you know, was born in Europe. He was a Holocaust survivor. You know, I wasn't in Hashir, but I, you know, knew him from around. He was here for many, many years. From, you know, and I'm sure there'll be more Hesped and that you can get a greater appreciation of who he was, but he was a very dedicated Rebbe to his many Talmidim. He had a very big shir. He was a very dedicated Rebbe to many, many Talmidim for many, many years. And the Neshama should have an aliyah. Okay. So well, today we're not going to do Falamoy today. You have the packet on Binyan Dalet Parshios, Hilchos Avolichim. You have that packet in front of you. So we're going to look at that packet and go from there. And okay. It's on the chat on the drive.
Packet
three. Packet three. Binyan Dal Parshas. Tilchus of the Lukkan. So the Gemara in Brachas when you give him an Aleph. Says like this, Tana Rabbana Kriya Shema Kiksava, Divrei Rebbe. So Rebbe says that you have to say Kriya Shema, as Rashi says, Kiksava Bloshin HaKadosh. They have to say it Bloshin HaKadosh. You can't say Kriya Shema in a different language. The Chachamim Amrim B'chol Lashon. And the Chachamim say you can say it B'chol Lashon. My time with the Rebbe, Amar Kra V'hayu B'hav Yosod Yiyu. It has to be in its pristine form. Rabbanan, my tamayo makor shema b'chaloshon shata shameya. B'chaloshon shata shameya. Well, the Rebbe nami haksiv shema. So, what does he do with the word shema, which is mashma b'chaloshon? But he says it has to be dafkei loshon kodesh. Who be barley hashmeil oznuchal mashata motzei b'picha. That you have to be able to be audible. You have to say it so you could hear what you're saying. Rabbanan say no, that Shema means B'chaloshon, and he doesn't have a requirement of Hashmir B'oznocha Mashatom B'tzim B'cha. Rabbanan Ami Haksim V'hayu, Ha'u M'balei Shalom Yikor Lo Mafreya. So L'mebe D'Sover Rebbe, Chol Atar Kulo B'chaloshon Nemar. In other words, by the fact that Rebbe says that Kriya Shema has to be B'loshon HaKodesh, Mashma, everything else, doesn't have to be B'loshon HaKodesh, but it's a special din in Kriya Shema. So the Gemara says, no, it's Rech Mishom D'Chsiv Shema. No, it was, no, every rest of the Torah also has to be B'loshon HaKodesh. But here, since it says Shema, you might think, B'choloshon Shato Shomea, so therefore, you need a pasuk v'hayu to say no, but the rest of the Torah also has to be b'loshon kodesh. And then the Gemara says, "L'meim d'savir abanu chol Torah kula b'loshon kodesh nemra." That's why over here it's a special heter to do even b'choloshon. This alchad b'choloshon nemra shman d'chsiv v'chem l'amli. It's v'chiv v'hayu. So in the end, he's saying the rest of the Torah also has to be b'loshon kodesh. So what does it mean, the rest of the Torah? For what? For what purpose, the rest of the Torah? When do we, you know, Kriyas HaTorah? Kriyas HaTorah is not a Din D'oraisa. So what is it referring to? So let's see Taisus. The Lashon Kodesh, Perish Rashi, Perik Sheni, Likros B'Torah. It says, V'lo Nehira, that Ezra Tikei Kriyas HaTorah. V'mekami Dazer Ezra V'hayu Lamali. That Ezra was Misaki Kriyas HaTorah. So if you're saying that the that the whole idea is the rest of the Torah can be said in any language, and Vahayu means Kriya Shema is different. But until Ezra, there was no Kriya Shema concept of Kriya Shema Torah. So then what was the Pasuk Vahayu coming to tell me Lafuke Kriya Shema Torah? But Kriya Shema Torah didn't exist yet. So he says, Yesh Loma Demari Beparshis HaMechuyovim Likros Doraisa Kigon Parshat Zohar. That he says, no, that's what it means. That the rest of the Torah means there's certain parshas in the Torah that have to be, even if Kriya Shema is the Rabbanon, but Zohar is the Raisa. Inami Mikra Bikurin, Uvidoi Meiser, Parshas Chalitza. So these are examples of parshas in the Torah that we read. Normally, we don't read parshas in the Torah, but not Torah. Right? When else do we have a chova to read something from the Torah? So he says, well, Zohar, maybe. And maybe Vidoy Meiser, we have to read the Psukim in Parshas Kisavo, or the words from Chalitza, things like that.
Sota, Parshas Sota.
So that's what Tosha says. Now look at the Rashba. Says the Rashba on page 3, Lamech Asav Rebbe Kol HaTorah Fazer Rabbeinu Haigon L'Kulam Borer Shal L'Chosim Moshe Ez HaTorah El B'Sham Chodesh V'Rashi Pirish Sefer Torah V'Yikshu L'Av Shalom Tzidus Kriyas Torah Elim K'en Yomer Should take Kriyas HaParshat Gon Parshat Parah or Parshat Zohar V'Kayotzi B'Hed Min HaTorah. So here he adds in not only Zohar but even Parah and then V'Kayotzi B'Hed. So what's Kayotze Behed mean? And if you look at the Tosfos Rosh on page 5, he uses that same Lashon. Look what he says. On the top of the left side, Mir Efshar Sheyesh Kriya Shehi Min HaTorah Go Parshas Zohar, Parshas Parah Aduma, V'Kayotze Behed. So what's the Kayotze Behed? So look in the Eliyahu Rabbah on page 7, on the second arrow on the bottom of page 7 on the right side. That Kayotzi Behem means that the other Dalet Parshas, meaning he's saying, as Rav Shechter once pointed out, that maybe all the Dalet Parshas are Min HaTorah. And then we'd have to go ahead and figure out, you know, what's the source of all the Dal Parshas Min HaTorah. But that's how the Eliyahu Rabbah wants to explain the Rashba and the Tosfos Rosh, that in other words, what's the Gemara saying, that Kriya Shema is B'cholosh, and then compare Kriya Shema to Cholach Torah Kula. So what's Cholach Torah Kula? So Tosfos says, but things are normally only the Rabbanim, the Kriya Shema. So he says, no, Zoch. And the Rashba says, Empar. And the Kayotze Behed. So the Eliyahu Rama says Kayotze Behed is the Dalet Parshas, all Dalet Parshas. Oh. So we'll have to see. So let's take a look first in the Shalah, on page 9. This is the new printing of the Shalah. It's not so new anymore, but you know, the Makon Yad Ramah printed a new Shalah. I always use this edition of the Shalah. Now they have even a different edition. Look what he says. So he says like this: "Bedalat Parshios Zarech Lios Osnei Kol Ha'om El Shliach Tzibur Bekriyas HaParsha Misefer Torah." You have to hear the laying from the Shlich Tzibur means the Balkari. She Yishu will be Piv. Now he says he is not holding necessarily that they're all Doraisa. He says Yesh Mehem Shu Doraisa. Because she calls to Toisus. He smach Hashiv the Esei LeZocher Masay Amalek Parsha Zocher Akan. Because of Marish also Sheinu Yicholim Lovel Aminyan Parsha Zocher Yishlom Binyan Vitam etc. Zohar Parshas Parah. So those are the ones that are brought down in the early poskim that are Daraisa. Zohar and Parah. We have to Maybe in a future shir, I'll show you what the source is. Zohar is Zohar. Yeah. Where does it say that you have to read para? So that requires a separate discussion. But Marash Kosub B'Seiv Chachma Shloimo, the Tosu, Umachak Parshas Parah. He says, the Marshal says, no, Parshas Parah is not, only Zohar. The Zohar, there's a mandate, Zohar is Asher Asoloch HaAmolek. Yeh Mashiach, Yeh, Mikol Mokam. So he's not saying the same thing as the Eliyahu Rabba, that they're all Daraisa. But he says, even if you're not going to say they're not all Daraisa, there's still something special about the Dal Parshas. Mikol Mokam, a Dal Parshal Kaparim Kulav, Olav Hachiv, Midraban, Lishma, Kuyasan, the Torah. So he says a very important yesod here. I mean, when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, so this again, I don't want to, you know, it's a mitzvah shalom farsi. And that is that it brought down in the post, in certain Rishonim, certain poskim, that if there are 10 people listening to the Kriyas HaTorah, then you can learn your Daf Yomi or something like that. It's not a good precedent, and it's not a good thing. But there are shitas like that you can do. You can be Shnai Mikra. You can learn other Torah. He doesn't have to be listening to the Kriyas HaTorah because it's a Chovas HaTzibur. But the Shalosh says, when it comes to the Dal Parshas, he says that you have to listen. That there's a chiv to listen to the Dal Parshas, meaning I'll call Yachid the Yachid, not just a Chovas HaTzibur. Chomer Yosef, it's more Chomer from Kriyas HaParshas Shekol HaShana, Shechiyuvim Gamke Mitzibur. But it's more chomer than the rest of Kriyas HaTorah. Because the rest of Kriyas HaTorah, if you have you have 10 people listening, and the Baal Kori counts as one, Tainu Chazen, right? He's saying it, so he counts that he's listening. The Tisha Imo, Az Yesh Eze Heter Lachrin Lasat Patorah. He says, so if there are 10 people, if there are 9 people listening plus the Slif Tzibur, then there's a heter for other people to be Oisik B'Torah. Again, I would say it's a mitzvah shalola farsi, because then people will take, you know, and in this door, it's probably not the best heter to tell people that there's such a thing. So we're keeping it amongst ourselves. Yes, whoever else is going to be listening to this year. But yeah, I recommend that you should listen to the Kriyas HaTorah, not do your Daf Yomi or whatever you do. Not even my packets you should do during the Kriyas HaTorah. But he says, but the Dal Parshas is a chovah for everyone to listen. Wow. So he says beferish that some of them are daraisa and some of them are derabban, meaning zohar and maybe para, and then the others he's saying not like what the Eliyahu Rabba said, that even the chodesh and the even shkolim is daraisa and that. Bez Hashem, I made a packet. Bez Hashem, I'm going to give out. Bez Hashem, maybe for next Sunday we'll see. About what if a shul didn't lay in. I was at a shul this Shabbos that they forgot to take out the Torah for Shkolim. They forgot to take it, the Sefer Torah. So in the middle of laying,
not that Torah. The second Torah,
they had a Torah out for Parshas HaShavuah and Mishpatim. They didn't, so they asked me, should they take it out now? It was like the second Aliyah, third Aliyah. So I said, no, wait till we finish this Torah, and then you'll take out. Ooh. I said, there's Yerushalmi. we should have a separate share of this maybe one day. There's Yerushalmi that says that it's not proper to take out two Sifrei Torah at the same time because it's a violation of Ein Osim Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. As Zohar states in Yerushalmi. The Magen Avraham has a discussion, how come no one does this Yerushalmi? And that requires a whole separate shiur. But I said to these fellas, I said, now we have a shul that follows the Yerushalmi. So once already you didn't take it out, might as well follow the Yerushalmi and wait to finish this Torah and then you'll take out the other.
Wouldn't that be worse because now you have a Torah already out, you finish Mishpatim, and now, like what we're saying over here, you could just roll the Torah, but instead now you're going to go back, open up the Aron Kodesh and take that another one. It's almost like
you're saying, did they ask me that? In other words, maybe they should just roll the Torah from the Kisisa. That's the point. That's what he's saying.
It's so close. It's less Tircha than Tzibura.
Yes, less Tircha than Tzibura. But I still told them to take out another Torah because that's the minhag. In other words, why don't we do lechatchila then? We should do lechatchila. No shul lechatchila only takes out one Torah.
So if you take out two Torahs at the same time, so it's not like you're necessarily passing over the Torah. It's just you have two Torahs at the same time. You read from one, then you read from the other one. Over here, if you read from one, roll it, put it away, and then open up.
No, but you could say the same thing even if you took out one. Why are you, like Rabar just said, why are you closing this Torah just it'll be faster just to.
Well, in this case, it's faster.
Right, I'm saying, but in this case.
So
that's what they asked me. Maybe they should just roll and forget the other Torah. I didn't like that because it's not the Minhag Yisrael. But I said, at least you'll be Mekayim Yerushalmi.
What about
Sukkim?
Is there any again?
No, we didn't say me. They just took it out. They didn't make a whole fanfare.
So they were Hagug and Ulan and they cut out the second Torah?
Something like that, yeah. Okay, it was a mistake. But the question is, what if you didn't read the Torah for Shkolim at all? Could you read it next Shabbos? Next Shabbos, we have a free Shabbos, right?
How that parsha relates to parsha Shkolim.
Okay, we could do that. That's easier. Truma is about the Mishkan. Shkolim is about for the Korbanos, it's very simple to make a drasha how Truma fits with Shkolim. It's harder to make a drasha about how Mishpatim fits with.
That's why we read them.
Yeah, but I made a separate packet about this. What's the din if you didn't read Shkolim this past Shabbos? Can you read it next Shabbos? So that's up and coming. Maybe we'll do that next. Next Sunday or something, we'll see. Maybe over this week, whatever.
What about the women who missed it?
Who missed what?
I think if they missed the Shkolim.
They missed Shkolim, women don't have to worry about Shkolim. There's a question whether they even have to worry about Zohar, but certainly not Shkolim. Okay, so that's the Chiddush of the Shalom, that it's a Chovas HaYochid, that these Dal Parshas are Chovas HaYochid, and it's not, we don't say as long as 10 people are listening, then you could be learning something else. Whereas the rest of the Torah, there are Shitas that hold that if 10 people are listening, you can be doing something else. No, when it comes to the Dal Parshas, everyone should be listening. That's what the Shalom says. Oh. So there is a sefer called Or Avram, page 12. Or Avram of Avram Gorvitz, Rosh Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, Rosh Yeshiva Talmud Chacham, and he wants to understand where this comes from. That Wolf found Dalet Parshas. Yeah, take a look on page 13. Asher al kain hayanira lomar b'zeh dover chadash. So it quotes the Yerushalmi. Let's look at the Yerushalmi. Rishalmi's here in Peya on page 10. If you find the halacha, ve'ena tayodea mativa. You don't know about this halacha mativa. Where does it come from? Al tafli gena ledover acher. Look in Pnei Moshe on top. Lomar ba'ashavada yesh halacha zu is an inyan acher. V'lo kacham ruchamu. Don't be mezalzel. Sorry, kama halacha is nemu l'moshe misinai v'kulhon mishukaos b'mishnah. Let's see the Pnei Moshe on top. Sorry, kama halacha is nemu l'moshe misinai v'einanu yodim atam v'kulhon mishukaos b'hehen b'mishnah. Tichalach toflig l'mishnah sheinach yodim atama v'tach nimsir l'moshe misinai. So he says, a lot of halachas, you don't know where they come from. And they're tucked away in the Mishnayos. And that's a siman that the halacha l'moshe misinai. So the fact that Rebbe put them in the Mishnah, and we don't know what the source is. So says Rav Gurvitz on page 13, in other words, the idea of reading the Dalet Parshios, it's in the Mishnah, right? We have the Gemara in Megillah. Wait a minute. So take a look now on page 13. He says, "Asher al kein hayadir al bezed davrachot k'shua pima de isim Yushalmi bekaber hasamar avzerim shemregelchonim bosa halachot tachziotcha pene tayudei mativa al tafligenu davracher shereikam halachot nemer lumot shemisinai." The kulhem mushukaos b'mishna. Harei mivurat imainu v'shamanu halacha. Prat imzeh muhuva b'mishna. Ve'enu yanu dim tama u'mekora. We don't know with the mokar. Harei ein lanu lidchos hadavar. We shouldn't just papu it. Eli yesh lanu lomar da havei halacha l'moshe misinai. U'mishem t'kam halacha z'nemu l'moshe misinai. Kulhem mushukaos b'mishna. So he says, him can't take it. In Cain, Harei Shlomo, Zeman, the Sfirle, the Rashba, Tosa Rush. Kfima Shevin, Elia Rabba. Right? We saw the Elia Rabba explain what's shot in the Rashba and the Rush, Kayotze Behen. That's all the Dal Parshias, so the Raisa. Behind the Memes, Harei Kol a Dal Parshias, Hemi the Raisa. Harei Shlomo, the Hem, Hevinu Kach, Mishum, the Robe, Mishnah, the Huva did, the Chovas Kriyasa. Because the Mishnah in Megillah, has the mandate to read these parshas. We saw that Yushalmi and Peya, that if ever you find something and you don't know the mukar and it's in the Mishnah, so you know it's probably a halakha l'moshe misinai. And look at Chavtes Amin Aleph and Megillah, the Mishnah. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalios B'Shav Korim B'Parsha Shkolim. And then he speaks about Zohar, Shlishit Parah. It's all in the Mishnayos. The Dal Parshios are in the Mishnayos. So says Rav Gurvitz, if it's in the Mishnayos, then you can apply Yerushalmi and Peya that anything that's tucked away in the Mishnah, if you don't know what the source is, you don't see a famous Rav Pasuk, you can assume it's Halacha L'moshe Misinai. Wow. Be'anir Harein B'chal Tani Takana Shetikin Moshe Rabbeinu ve'Ezra ha'sofer l'krosum, u'meilim ein hen b'chlal hani takonos lo nuskar b'shum mokum d'yabza takona u'mihu ha'misakim. In other words, you don't know, you think it's a takona, but you don't know who, where, what. Ve'yishuv yesh laniach, you could assume the havi midaraisa. And where's the mokar? U'lam harei ein anu yodim mativa u'ma mokum anatol dover zed kein harishuv yesh lomar du min halacha shenemru l'moshe misinai v'shaper havi midaraisa. So he says that's Mishnah. That it's a Dindaraisa. Wow. And what's the idea? What's the idea of these Dal Parshas? So there's a sefer called Bina Le'itah. There used to be almost like classical Jewish svara that everybody used. Today, most people never heard of any of them. The Bina Le'itim is one of them. It's by Rav Azariah Figo. And then you have, there's other, Afiche Yehuda. I'm talking about Kadmon, not talking about, you know, even things, you know, today people know the Besha Chochma, they know the Netziv. I'm talking about the Friedeker, the real Kadmonim. So the Bina Le'itim, we're talking about, what year was the Bina Le'itim? No, Azariah Figo. Okay, so that's 1648 is not yesterday, you know. So that's older than the, you know. So this is a classical Drush Sefer, and there are others. I told you, Afika Yehuda, and then there's the Rav David Eifshitz Sefer. What is it called again? What's Rav David Eifshitz Sefer? It's also a classical Drush Sefer. Arve Nachal, it's called Arve Nachal. Is a classical Drush Sefer. But these were the bread and butter. I'm telling you, they were the bread and butter of the Drush world, you know. But things change. In my Sefer in Rei Baruch, I try to bring all the different Sfarim, so you know all the Sfarim from all the generations. So he explains here the significance of the Dalet Parshios, and he writes here. He writes here on page 16. Vatazos, Isa Mechavonis, Harumuzos, Bela Parshias, the word Vata on the left, on the right side. Hachi Katkunas Elam. She shlosh them kiel osher, ba parsh. You see, sometimes people are lohot after certain things. They have a craving. Craving for money, a craving for other things. He says, so that's what the fundamentals of person's tikkun hamidos. He says, "Osher ba parsha shkolim." Heyos atzlochas hamavon tachliso litan lavonis Hashem. Person has money, so it's good, but use it for avonis Hashem. Use it to support yeshiva. Use it to, you know, buy svarim over, buy nice tefillin. Lavdil inyan gvura. So that's the inyan of the people that are lohut after money. So it has to be channeled in the right way, and that's parsha shkolim, to channel the money in the right way. And he says then there's gvura. That's what parsha zamolek is about. Kilo yigbar ish tizrak hashayorin moshe shagvura hamitis ikvisha sayetze. The real gvura is kvisha sayetze hakovish etzitzro. Who built the Radov Achar Bulma Sataiva? So the proper way of using Gvura is that's Parsha Zachar. And Allah Chachma, Zos Chukha Satara, Loma Eina Chachma, in Tvur, Shah built the hero, Kikur, Rabal Soda Satara, Shah Amku, Mitzalam Tamam, Rachlishma Lassa, Mitzah, Shem, Mitzmimu Slave. In other words, even though you don't like Parsha's Paraduma, we don't understand the reason so much. But you should still do it with mimus. In other words, you shouldn't be too much of a chacham saying, "Oh, I don't this mitzvah. I don't know, fully understand. I'm not going to do it." No, you have to have mimus to do it, even if you don't fully understand. And then he says the fourth shleimus is hachodesh hazeh. It's chadash kinesh lachim koch that you have to be have a his chachos. Yeah. And that's the idea of to use new inspiration, new kolchos, ischachus. So that's what and Rav Moshe Feinstein in his drasha, Rav Moshe Feinstein has his drasha to the back of Darash Moshe is. So the Darash Moshe is things that he has in the Chumash, but then he has the drushes that he gave. You see, Rav Moshe Feinstein was like the old Rabban. What were the old Rabbanim? The old Rabbanim only gave drushes. Shabbos Shuvas and Shabbos Hagor. I've told you that. Like Rav Bik Zatzal. The weekly drusha that came from the, I'm telling you, that came from the Reform, that came from the church. The weekly Rav, a classical Rav, a European old Rav, would speak on Shabbos Shuvah and Shabbos Hagadol. So that's what Rav Moshe did. So he has all his drushas from Shabbos Shuvah and Shabbos Hagadol. So he spoke about this as well, about the Dalet Parshia. So he quotes the pasuk, Kol Hashem al Yischach Ischal al Chacham b'Chochmaso. That's para, because it's something that we're limited in our knowledge. Al Yischal al Gibor b'Gvuroso, that's Shabbos Zocher. Al Yischal al Osher b'Oshro, that's Shkolim. So b'Yizos Yischal al Mishal Haskel v'Yadoosi. That the whole idea is that we use these things to get Yediyas Hashem. And that's what he writes here on page 20. He says here on page 20 on the right side. Shanaim b'zeh yomim k'kol echad she'inze hashlom u'klach kol sh'avim ye'osher v'gibur v'chachem kol yomim v'yasek b'zeh kol tavas ha'olam halahu olam over. Even a person's going to be rich and smart and everything. That's transient. That's what you get. That's what malava you to the next world. So he says that's the idea of al gibur. It's only if you use these things for haskel v'yado osi. Igar Ashiris says. Ramosha on page 20 on the bottom right. Eidu b'yodah rak b'yadakosh baruch hu. Ashiris is Hashem is giving it to you to service him. And he quotes from, I think, from Rav Azariah Figo someplace here in the Drasha. He says, Adam has a page 21 on the bottom right. The Adam at tzadik b'shtamish b'gimel ha-dvarim Ashiris g'vur v'chochmel ha-dvarim tovim. Because he knows that it's not his. In a shalom, Hashem has given you a pikadon. He's going to see what are you going to do with the ashiris? What are you going to use it for? If you say ashir shalot stock of a chesed, whole mitzvah sheev shal kaiyim, who grows a gamkin yatzil the fashas v'yigvul chesed. And then he writes here in Moshe, page 21. The arrow is top left. That kavanas Yirmiyahu. Al yishal el chacham b'chachmaso k'shoshover shachachma yishalom. If you think the chachma is yours, it's no good. Chein lo gibor b'gvuraso to think it's your gvura. You can do whatever you want. K'shoshover shagvur shalom. Chein lo asher b'ashrosha k'shoshover ha'osher shalom. Shazel tos k'dola v'ein lo mizeh shum ha'nam adrama yovim b'zel l'ritzich v'shich esnomim, etc. To use it for Haskel V'Yadoa, you should realize Hashem gave it to you for the proper purposes. Etc. Etc. And then he goes ahead and explains it more. But these are concepts that are deraisa. These are concepts that of how to live life. You know, of what Ashiris is supposed to be, what Chochmah is supposed to be, what Gvur is supposed to be, what Hischachus is supposed to be. You know, this generation, they have to have, everything has to have a new computer, a new. But really, it's conscious of Torah, Chidushei Torah, and Rav Chaim and the Sefer Keser Rosh says Rav Asher Hakoyin from Rav Chaim Volozhiner that any time you learn and you have a new insight and you have a new understanding, a new clarity, that's his conscious b'Torah. That's Haskel V'Yodoh. So all the four things is Al Yisal Gibor B'Gvroso, Al Yisal Asher B'Osro, Al Yisal Chochma Chochsmochso.
And that's the yisod. And that's a daraisa yisod. That's all, what all life is all about. So it makes a lot of sense that the Eliyahu Rabba says the Dalet Parshios, it's all daraisa. Because it's all, like Rav Moshe said, it's all part of that pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Ask Al Yisrael Asher Moshe, Al Yisrael Chacham Nochachmoso, Al Yisrael Gimro Givroso, Bezos Yishalel HaMishalel Askel V'yado Osi. The Gvura, the Chachma, the Ashirus, the Chid, the Hischachus, and like what Rav Azariah Figo says. So that's why maybe the Shema say, you can't just say 10 people could listen, it's good enough. Everyone has to listen to the Dalet Parshios. It's a Chovas Hayachid and everything. Because if you miss out on these Yisoidus, then you miss out on the Yisoidus of life. So Shkolim, and Zohar, Torah, and Achoidish. Make sure to listen to them all. Because that's what the Shlosh says. Everything else, I'm not saying, you don't want to minimize any word in the Torah. Any word in the Torah is Chashev. But the Dalet Parshios, the Shlosh held they're not all Daraisa. But especially if you hold their all Daraisa, this is a good Musar Haskil. And that's the Dalet Parshios, Hilchasan Velich. Okay. So as I told you, I made more packets. Made a packet on it. If you forgot, because next week is we don't have a one of the Dalet Parshios, so we have to give a shiur. What's the halacha? If you didn't say shkolim last, could you say shkolim next week? So I made a packet on that. That should be going into the Google Drive sometime this week, and other things as well. Okay, so tomorrow Be'ez Hashem is Monday. Oh, so tomorrow. So we're gonna, this week, as I told you, is a little complicated. Bez Hashem, I'm supposed to say Yeshir B'Seik, Bez Hashem, in the morning, 9:45. So we'll have the Shir at 11:30. 11:30, we'll have a Shir. We start have to start Chazara. We gave out the Chazara question. We start Chazara, and then Tuesday also is going to be a different Bez Hashem. So stay tuned. We'll announce it each day by its time, and Bez Hashem will get there. Bez Hashem. Okay, everyone should have a good day. Kol tov.
Kol tov.